Excuse me, sir? May I enter? I need to speak with you privately. I see you've made yourself comfortable already. The new decor seems, tasteful. Oh, I didn't mean anything by it, sir. Apologies. I just didn't think I'd be seeing a blood-stained helmet today. That's all. It's been a rather trying few months. May I sit, sir? Well, if I may be frank, we are functioning at an operational disadvantage. As you were told during initiation, the Dark Reign has a vessel used to transport weapons and their subsequent manufacturing equipment. After the last incident the Dark Reign was involved in, a staggering percentage of our weaponry has been damaged or rendered completely ineffective. Now, sir, I am aware of the amount of pressure that you are under as the new captain, and I hope I'm not out of place by saying this, that some support in the more technical aspects of ensuring that our stations are well-maintained may be a bit overbearing to you, and, well, you see, we need the administrator to authorize the system shutdown so we can start work on repairing the ship's defensive capabilities. I'm aware, sir. Your area of expertise is out of the field, and from what I've gathered from the crew, your predecessor didn't inform you on how to code in the system overrides in the event of a new admin. From technical standpoint, it's smart to utilize unique codes to...
Oops.
Excuse me, Private. This isn't the proper protocol.
Shut the fuck up, my dude. Does Cap really seem like he gives a shit about the details of operational functionality?
I'm well aware of what his psychological assets are. You weren't even summoned. Private, this isn't.
Isn't what? The perfect way you wanted this little powwow to go? Did you want to rile him up with all the boring shit so he might be more willing to give you the little spanking that you really want?
First of all, the captain and I, we're simply colleagues. And second of all, that is a wildly inappropriate way to respond to a super... Sorry, sir.
Listen, boss, what Princess Paperwork is trying to say is that everything on the boat is fucked. You're the new captain, so you can tell the computer to shut down all the automated tampering defense shit so that way the mechanics fixing it don't end up getting zapped or spaced. Problem is, the old general didn't give you the old passkeys or teach you to change them. Oh, by the way, don't listen to the mutiny gossip. Most of us, some more than others, think you're doing great.
You're well equipped for the job, sir.
Right. Point is, we both know that your mind is on mayhem and money. Cool. I like money and mayhem. Whatever. Issue is, if the feds come chasing or some suits want their property back, we'll get nuked and our corpses will fly through the cosmos for the rest of forever. Not so cool. Here's how we nerf this herder. The last captain had, like, a personal assistant to, you know, take some weight off you all the time. Now, I know I'm new, but I'm good with the tech side, and you obviously need some water for the fight, right? Cool. Problem solved. See what happens when you don't talk like you're better than everyone?
I will cross it off the checklist.
Nope. You weren't dismissed yet. Proper protocol, right?
Sir. If there isn't anything pressing...
Cap! Specialist spreadsheet has a crush on you.
Oh my goodness. No, I don't. Captain, she is clearly unfit as your new assistant. You should allow me to take on the role. She's spreading scandalous lies with her vagrant sense of style.
You're headed for a long trip out the airlock, Sally Scrap Heap.
Pardon me?
See, boss? December, Gregorian specialist?
It's traditional and functional.
Anyways, December 17th, 2814. Dear diary.
Wait. Okay, please don't.
The captain deserves to know the truth about the crew, so I'm telling him. Dear diary, it's been 237 days since we picked up the new mercenary after the incident at Bearclaw Space Station. I find myself perplexed as he is an uncommon individual who I find myself fascinated with. Like a stalker, boss.
That's not true. It's just...
Which has my mind in a state of great contradiction. He is unlike anyone I've ever interacted with. Although his savagery and brutal nature in combat strikes me with a paralyzing fear, I often find myself overtaken with an alarming sense of arousal every time I speak with him. This feeling manifests itself as anxiety, which I estimate he has perception of. Earlier in the day, he saw me shivering, a bodily response to stress I've yet to learn how to repress. He wrapped me in his newly commandeered jacket and told me, "We need you to feel cozy. We can't do this without you." This interaction left me with a warm feeling I haven't felt since leaving Earth so many years ago. Although his aggressive disposition isn't one I typically would find myself enamored with, I have a great desire to muster up the courage to engage in a courtship with him.
Sir! I did find you attractive in the past, but that was months ago. I wouldn't do anything to jeopardize the harmony of the crew, and that entry into my personal journal was merely... It was the intoxicated rambling of a woman who desired temporary companionship during space travel. Nothing more and nothing less.
Boss, she jerked off in your cabin with nothing but that jacket on last night while you were on shore.
That's not true.
And here's the video. I got a ping about secondary authorization being overridden and access to your security cams.
This is an extreme violation of my privacy. I knew that bringing a hacker onto our ship would be a disastrous to the well-being of our vessel, our home. The fact that you hacked into the captain's personal quarters should be proof enough that you're unfit to be that close to the executive aspects of our operations.
Boss, I was just checking to see the gaps we had in our security. I'm a scoundrel, what can I say?
You aren't just a scoundrel. You're a feral, verbose, socially inept, unpleasant, derelict butthead.
Ha! Unpleasant?
Yeah, I have spoken.
Okay, well, boss can speak for himself.
Private, remove yourself from the captain.
What do you think, Captain? I have to admit, I can be a little feral at times, but that's a good thing, right? Do you think that me being an animal is bad? Do you think my skin feels unpleasant, Cap?
Harlot. Sir, you cannot really consider a courtship with... Very well then, sir, may I be dismissed?
I don't mind sharing specialist.
Excuse me?
Look. You see how big his cock looks through the outline of his pants? The little jump that it did when I touched his balls?
Mm-hmm.
I know you like it. I know that you write about it. You didn't have to ask to leave, you know.
Sir, I...
Oh, honey. I don't think he wants you to go. And we all know that you don't want to either.
I don't want to. I've just never been in this, particular situation with another woman before. I don't want to... I'm just unfamiliar with the protocol of this kind of physicality, and I don't want to fail. I don't want to fail you, sir.
I'll tell you what. If you can follow me and the boss's orders, and you listen to what I say, I'll make sure you don't fail. We want to make sure Cap is relaxed so he can take care of all of his duties, right?
It would be the best for the ship.
Ask nicely.
Sir, can I please join you two?
See? Now, undress for him, and I'll pull his cock out.
Sir, I want you to know that I won't let my feelings from this interaction interrupt my productivity in any manner.
Relax, just be fucking productive. Get naked and get on your knees.
Sir, is that what you would like?
Stop talking to him. He wants you to listen to me. Now crawl over to him while I pull his cock out.
Sir, it's really impressive, but as I stated previously, I don't want to disappoint you. I haven't done this in a long time, and I want to make sure you're well taken care of.
Relax, darling. I'll make sure he's happy. Now open your fucking mouth.
There's no reason to be so crass. Ow!
Uh-oh. I know that hurt. I think he wants you to listen to me. And you're at least going to listen to him, right?
Yes.
Tell him, don't tell me.
I'll do whatever she says, sir.
Tell him you're going to learn from me.
I'll let her teach me how to pleasure you.
You love this, don't you? Being told what to do. By your brave leader and his new favorite crewmate. Oh, watching me stroke his big captain dick in front of your face. I can see your eyes crossing, looking at his tip, salivating for him. Why don't you tell us what you want, what you really want?
I just want the ship to run smoothly.
That's not all you want. Is it?
I want to... I've thought about this for so long. Just the idea of being here like this, I just...
You love his fucking pipe stretching you out, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it just feel right, having his cock pressed against your lips like that?
Yeah. I just want to please him.
You need to please both of us. If you want to please him, if you don't want the boat to rock, and if you want his cock inside of you, you gotta listen to me and make both of us happy. You want us happy, don't you?
Yes.
Tell him.
I want to make you and the private happy, sir.
How will you do that?
By doing whatever you please, sir.
You'll please him however I tell you.
I'll do whatever sir desires.
Okay. Well, tell your sir what you want from him, but while you're at it, start sucking. I'll even hold it for you so you can just use your mouth.
I want to be yours, sir. In whatever way you see fit. Oh, I want to be your most trusted advisor. I want you to think of me not only as a loyal soldier, but as a companion as well. I want to explore the galaxy at your side, sir. I want to see all of it because universe, the vast unknown, doesn't seem so intimidating when I'm with you, sir. You're...
Neither of us said to stop.
Sir, it's just... it's a lot to handle.
Boss, I think we should send her out. She obviously can't take it.
No, sir, don't listen to her. I can do it.
You can do what?
Sir, permission to be lewd with you.
Oh, this ought to be good.
As I was saying, I want to be everything for you, sir. I want to be useful to you, sir. I'll ensure the stains of battles are washed from your armor. And I'll maintain order among all the troops. I'll ensure your weapons are in functional order. And I'll be there emotionally all of our missions and to celebrate with you all of our victories.
My turn.
Hey!
Oh, wow. She is so lewd. My hand doesn't feel cold, right, Captain? Probably warmer than her mouth was.
That's not true.
You're dismissed, specialist formatting. Your sir needs a woman who knows how to please him.
I'll always be an obedient little cocksucker for you, sir.
I don't think he heard you.
I said, I'll always be an obedient little cocksucker for you, sir.
I read your diary. Why don't you stare at his cock while I stroke him and tell him what you wrote?
Sir, I want to be yours at all times. I want you to always be able to use whatever hole you desire. I'm weak for you. Your presence, your cock, your commands.
Eyes on me. Watch me move his cock back and forth and keep talking.
I just want to be here for you. I want to be your best soldier. I want to satisfy you. I want to be your good girl. I don't just want to. I need to be. I need to drain you. I need you to be your furniture to eat off of. I'll fucking do it, sir. I want to be yours. Entirely yours to own, to protect, to use.
You gotta prove it then. Show him.
Okay. I hope my throat is fuckable enough for you, sir.
You look so beautiful gagging like that. Doesn't she, Cap? Did you know she was one of the most powerful people in the galaxy? She graduated from the most prestigious university Mars has to offer. She got a job working at the most powerful weapons manufacturers in history. And yet here she is. Getting off to filling her mouth with your cock. It's so much she barely knows what to do with that. But she's gonna keep trying. It's fun to feel it, isn't it, boss? The way the back of her throat grips around you. The way she's trying to get the whole shaft down. The noises and moans she makes. She can't help but make. The way she responds when I tell her what to do.
Deeper, slut.
She wants to please you so badly. And you deserve it. Every sensation. This desperate, attention-starved, uptight bitch can muster out of you. Her head completely empty, without a single thought. Except for using her airway as a hole for her captain's pleasure.
Sir, Private, I'm incredibly aroused. Can I please stick my fingers inside while I suck his cock too?
Look at you. You're getting the hang of it. But no, you can't touch yourself. Keep going. See? She loves being a disgusting whore for you. Eyes down. Make them water.
I can't say that I blame her, though. You are very handsome, boss. Even with a woman like her, being the uppity perfectionist that she is, she bends to your power, your will. You have that effect on people. It's good to be king, isn't it? To have all that power in your hands. Knowing you could just steal whatever you want and have an entire army behind you. You could have it all. Anything you wanted. And I'm gonna help you get it.
Sir, can I have your cock inside me?
Hey, don't get greedy.
Sir, it's just, I've been dreaming of this day since I met you. Don't get me wrong, I love feeling your cock in my mouth, but I'm so fucking horny. And I just need to climb on top of you. Please, please, please.
I said don't get fucking greedy.
You're just making me want him more now, Private.
You're spare salvage, aren't you?
I'm whatever Sir needs me to be.
You can't be serious.
I promise I'll ride you so well, Captain.
Whatever.
Oh, God, yes. Thank you, Sir.
Thank you, Sir.
Yes, thank you, sir. Permission to ride your cock until I come on it, sir. Can I be in charge now as well? I feel like I've been a good girl for so far for you.
You're pathetic, dude.
Like you said, Private, let's be honest here. We both want this.
I just want to make sure he's got his head on straight.
And that's because you can sense the greatness in him as well, huh? You see his potential, his grace, his power. And his big cock. I bet between the three of us, we could rule the entire galaxy together. Right, Captain?
I mean, I guess I wouldn't mind that, boss.
Then come help me fuck our man, then.
You've become awfully bold, specialist.
Just let me get on top of him. Grab his cock. slide it against... Oh, my God. Yeah, slide it. Slide against me like that.
Oh. That does look pretty.
Oh, let me lower myself onto... Oh, fuck, sir, finally.
You're fucking ridiculous, you know that, right?
Yeah, but I want you to tell him.
What?
You read my journal. Tell him what I wrote.
You get off to being humiliated, don't you?
Are you attempting to conceal the fact that you're fucking illiterate, private?
Fucking cunt? She's wanted to be your fuck doll for the longest time, boss.
But now I'm doing it. Ouch! Pull it harder.
Look him in the eyes and tell him yourself.
I wrote about you, sir. You ravaged me in front of the whole crew. Putting me in my place under your ownership. So everyone knows that I'm yours.
Don't be shy now, specialist. His what?
Your cock feels so good. Stretching me out.
His what, specialist?
I wanted to be your little fucking slut, sir. I wanted everyone to know that I'm yours. I've always been yours and always fuck. This is even better than I thought. Shit. Oh, I will always be a good, oh my fucking God, a good girl for you, sir.
And why is that, specialist?
Because he's sweet.
You care about him, don't you?
He's compassionate. He's caring. He's got a great fucking cock. Oh my God.
What about him excites you the most?
Oh, he's fuck. I want him. Oh, he's dangerous.
Do you want him to choke you?
I want to come on his cock. I'm so sir. Permission to. Oh shit. I want to come on you, sir.
She wants you to choke her.
Sir, I...
That's what you wanted, right?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Why are you thanking him?
For choking me with his strong hands while I ride him.
And why is that?
Because it feels so fucking good when he holds me. Mm-hmm. When he fills my holes and fuck. Makes me quiver and ache. I love feeling like I'm another successful conquest for him. Nothing but a reward to take pleasure from.
Oh. It would feel good if I rubbed your tits too, huh?
Oh, yes, yes. Please rub my tits. It feels so good.
Oh. Good girl. Now, finish telling him. Tell him what you said when you were getting off in his bed last night.
Yes. I'm... I'm fuck. I'm Sir's pathetic cock sleeve. I'm nothing but... Oh, God, is fuck me. I... Oh, fuck. It feels so good to let that out. I love it. Him fucking my holes. Thank you, sir. And thank you. Thank you, specialist.
Oh. You want to come, don't you? You want to keep being a good girl?
Oh, I want to be his fucking good girl. Fuck.
I'm going to rub your clit while you ride him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now beg for him.
Oh, please, sir. I love riding your cock.
You love taking his cock where?
In my fuck, my fucking cunt.
And?
And I want to be worthy of coming on his cock.
Then beg harder, like sir's good girl should.
Oh, please. I'll always be yours, your fuck toy. Just a set of holes, oh fuck. for you to use, and I'm more than happy to do it. Please, please let me come on your perfect cock, sir, please. Oh, her hands feel so good on my tits and my clit. Oh, and I've wanted to come on your cock for so long, sir. So please, please, let me come on your cock. I'm your desperate little slut. I always will be. Oh, shit. I'll always be such a good girl for you, so please.
I don't know, boss. Maybe I should pull her off.
No, please. I'll do whatever either of you want. Just, I'll let you both use me whenever you want. I'll sit and watch you fuck each other.
You're so weak for us, huh?
Oh my god, I'll be yours completely. You won, fuck. You own me, sir. And you can put a collar on me for when I don't listen, and I'd love it. Just please, please, let me come. Please, please, please. Oh, please, I just really need it.
All right, I think that's enough.
Sir, I can come.
Okay, you heard the man. Go ahead and finish up, operative organization. Be good and come for him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm close. Fuck, I'm coming. Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. What a good
cum-loving whore. You better be squeezing down on him.
Yeah, I promise. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Shit.
Don't forget to say thank you.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh, fuck. Oh, my captain.
Oh. Our captain. Come down here with me in front of him.
Oh, okay.
You okay?
I'm okay. I just want him to finish. I'm so tired.
It's okay. I'm gonna be a cum rag with you. I know that took a lot out of you.
Oh, yes, thank you. I want him, and I want you to come, sir.
Keep being a good girl and help me then. Follow my lead.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And sorry for earlier.
We're even, baby. Help me with this?
Yeah, of course.
We're gonna make sure that you're taken care of from now on, boss. Oh, we promise.
Pinky swear. I'll make sure she takes care of her duties with the ship systems and defensive capabilities. I have to finish the order for the cafeteria.
Not right now. You're not done being a good girl. Now kiss me and the tip of his cock so he can come. Let's relax, sir, right now.
Yes. Come for us, sir. Fuck. Oh, it's there. It's so warm and it tastes so fucking good.
You expected anything less?
Not at all. Let me clean you all up, sir.
You really have to learn not to be stingy. Share with me.
Oh, it's so good. I apologize for being critical of your performance earlier. You're an acceptable collaborator.
Yeah, you're not bad for a stuck-up asshole either.
I was gonna call you a friend.
We are friends, you nasty bitch. You're like a hot librarian or something.
Okay. Well, can we sleep in here with you, sir?
Oh, I'm not really a cuddler.
Oh, we need to listen to Captain. What do you want, sir?
God damn it.
Yes! I'm laying on his chest.
Snuggle sauna it is, then. Shit.
I believe that the Dark Reign will be a very successful criminal enterprise as long as the three of us can keep getting along.
Yeah, boss. Let's go run the galaxy.